The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at hcj.com/neogenics.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
Let's go.
The Ace and TJ family presents Unfiltered, Uncensored, and Uninterrupted. Well, almost.
Right here.
Let's go!
This is Share Funny. From the Ace and TJ Show Plus.
Yeah. Sponsored by Paul Davis Restoration. When catastrophe hits your home or office and it needs to be fixed el pronto, you need to get it done fast. You know, if you had a flood or smoke damage, any of that kind of stuff. I'm talking about bad smoke damage, not just like if you burn something in the kitchen and, you know, set off the smoke detectors. We're talking about, like, if your walls are soot. They got soot all over them. You get in touch with Paul Davis Restoration. Their emergency technicians will be ready to go. Get you back to normal. I think we should be called emergency radio technicians or emergency comedy technicians. That's a pretty good title. I'm an emergency technician.
I'm an ERT.
Yeah.
Didn't we get like badges where we were before that said we were like essential and emergency stuff on it? So maybe we are.
Yeah. An ERT. I like that. It makes me sound official.
If you want the Paul Davis, go to acetj.com/Paul Davis. And when you get in touch with them at some point, I mean, probably not when you first contact them because you've gone through, some sort of a destructive event, so you won't be in the mood, but at some point in your relationship, tell them you know about Paul Lovett.
Yeah,
it's not like you're gonna get a discount for saying that as soon as you call, but you know, let them know.
Yeah,
they like it,
they love it.
Yeah, Paul Lovett. You gotta say it twice, just like that.
Yeah, people have messaged us with pictures when they spot Paul Davis in the wild.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll say things like, I've waited months to finally see a Paul Davis truck, and now I finally have. Like, oh my gosh, this is really, it's got a life of its own.
Mm-hmm.
That's really cool, though. Mm-hmm. That's really cool.
So on the regular old show today, we ask what the weird thing you found or discovered at somebody's house the first time you spent the night with them. Riggins, what was that funny one you said came in after we had already moved on?
We had moved on. Give me 2 seconds. I'll pull it up here. Yeah. You guys were asking about it, and she says, I stayed at a guy's house, and after talking to him for a while, and we go to hook up, he takes his shirt off, and he's wearing nipple covers.
Nipple covers.
Why, what would be the explanation for a guy wearing nipple covers?
And I'm wondering if they're the big, like, women put on to keep from wearing a bra, like their gel-like stuff, and just sticks right to them, or if it was something else, like, don't runners use tape or something to put over them? I guess they're made for that now, but nipple covers or whatever to keep them from rubbing their nipples raw when they're running.
Yeah.
Maybe he just has sensitive nipples.
I guess. She said, anonymous, please. And I was like, no problem.
But wouldn't you think that when you're about to take your shirt off to be romantic with someone for the first time, you would have gone and excused yourself to remove the nipple covers?
Surely. Unless he just forgot.
That's what I'm thinking. Like, you either forget because you wear them all the time.
Yeah.
Or he's like, you know what? We're about to hook up. This is part of what I do. Like,
I don't know, man.
You wouldn't take off your, you know, prosthetic leg or something.
Well, maybe, though, his nipples are always, he always has pokies.
Yeah. And
maybe that's the thing. He's trying to cover them up.
There's probably a good reason for him to wear them. I mean, whatever his, if he's self-conscious about them or whatever, or maybe I don't know. That would have never occurred to me.
But you would have thought, I agree, you would have thought he would have planned ahead a little bit better.
Yeah, unless he was just like, I forgot.
Yeah, I mean, because they would just pull right off. Yeah. Unless he thought maybe she would like it and she'd like to remove them.
Do you want to take these off?
It slowly.
Oh.
Do it slowly.
Oh, that's got to be torture. Like if you're a guy and you're like, put on nipple covers. Oh, God.
All right. I can't believe I forgot to take the nipple cover off.
Yeah. Yeah.
But did she go ahead and make the business with him?
That's what I want to know. You have to then, because then you're like, I'm going to look so shallow if I walk out because he's wearing
nipple. Though, I mean,
yes.
Yeah, I think
can a woman, though, I think if a guy does it, something like that, then he's going to be, you know, an outcast and he's going to be blamed for it. But if a woman does that, people go, I don't blame you, girl. That's too weird. I don't want to be having sex with a mannequin.
Yeah.
No nipples.
But he took them off. Once he popped them off, he was good to go.
He did take it. Is that what she said?
I don't know.
Or she just said he was wearing them.
I think it just said he was wearing them.
Well, he had to take them off, though, right?
Why?
I don't know.
You get all in the throws.
She told him that
you got
them.
You forget you got them on.
Yeah.
Yeah. She doesn't say he took them off. I didn't even think about that. He's like, I'm not taking these ideas. Yeah.
I just assumed he had taken them off at that point. She was like, are those nipple cuts? Oh, yeah, I got to take these off.
Maybe he has crazy looking nipples and he was trying to cover them up. He didn't want her to see his crazy nipples.
Yeah, but would you care, like, under a shirt? Or you think...
I think maybe he was planning on it and he wanted to be prepared that if I have to take my shirt off, I want to make sure that I'm covering these heinous nipples.
Oh, my God. With nipple covers.
Heinous nipples.
Yeah.
That's not how you want your nipples described.
Well, nobody really thinks about man nipples anyway,
You don't even think about
it. I've messaged her to try to find out some answers here.
Mm-hmm. Did you send her a picture of your nipples, Ace?
No.
Did they look like this?
I didn't know such thing. I just said, what happened when you saw them? Did he take them off? Uh-huh. Did you still hook up with him?
And can you send our profile picture so we can do our own investigation? I want to see these things. Golly. I mean, I'm self-conscious about a lot of things, but I mean, to be self-conscious about your nipples, it's like one more thing. You're like, oh, you moron. I mean, I got a world of problems. That's awful.
Yeah. But I think I could use, I have little tiny nipples. I could probably use a chewed up piece of Trident, cover, like split it in half and cover my nipples.
Oh.
Stick it on there.
That is a gross thought.
I mean, they little.
Mr. Nipple Hide. Mr. Nipple. It's a whole company for man nipple covers.
Mr. Nipple Hide.
Mr. Nipple Hide. Oh, no, the company's Mr. Nipple.
Yeah.
Hide and protect care.
Well, I'm going to give me some. What do they look like?
Like Band-Aids, like round Band-Aids?
Then why not just use round Band-Aids?
Yeah. That's what I'm thinking.
Well, maybe the adhesive on them are, you know, like the gel stuff where it doesn't stick like Band-Aids.
Men's nipple. I mean.
It says they're bigger and more comfortable than the leading product in the market.
Which is a Band-Aid.
Yeah.
It's an inch and a half.
But do they say why?
Nipple chafing prevention, nipple concealer.
Yeah. Guess, like I said, maybe he's got erectile nipples all the
time.
What
is the guy saying? Like, these work, these changed my life. You don't have to be embarrassed anymore. Yeah, there's a guy. He's slightly embarrassed about his nipples. But why do people feel the need to point that out? Or worse yet, touch them. Why is that acceptable? It got irritating to the point that I just stopped wearing my favorite shirts altogether. During wintertime, I can pull it off wearing undershirts and whatnot. But during summer, it's harder to hide. And I want to be able to wear my cotton shirts. Dang it.
So he's talking about how, what is wrong with his nipples, though?
I guess
they stick out. They're pokies.
Like he's got pokies all the time.
Yeah, you can see the outline on my shirts, he says.
Hmm.
Oh.
They're clearly not an American company because their slogan is hide your nipple if you think style.
I do.
Ooh. Are they reusable or is it a one time and then throw them away?
What was the 1-star review they had? They were all reading it to scrolling on the screen for us here.
He says his nipples are hard all day long at work in all caps. 5 days a week. It's an embarrassing thing for me. This product is absolutely nothing that a piece of scotch tape wouldn't do, except leaving adhesive behind.
Yeah, you wouldn't want some sticky nipples.
So he's got what you got, Ace. He's got pokies. Have you ever been self-conscious about him?
No.
Just good. Thank God.
I say no, not overly self-conscious about him, but I'm trying to be aware of it. Like if I wear like a white, a light-colored t-shirt, if it's a tight t-shirt, I'll be aware of it.
And y'all don't think women are turned on by seeing a man's nipples stick through his shirt the way men are with women?
Absolutely not.
I don't know.
You never really
absolutely
hear
women not. Go,
ooh, and he had a nice set of nipples on him.
Big.
Oh, God. I know a lot of women like washboard abs and all, but I'm more of a nipple woman myself.
They were like bayonets poking through a shirt.
If my man tried to cover up his pokies, I'd leave him.
Yeah.
Because all I can do when I look at him in a tight shirt is just think about getting home and latching on to that.
Oh, can't wait to give him a purple nurple walk.
Hey, if you're a lady listening and you're turned on by man nipples, send us a direct message on the Facebook.
You can be anonymous, but we just want to know.
Or you can tweet it as well.
So we can
let us know what it is.
We want to ask you 1,000 questions.
if you ever wanted to be interviewed on the radio. Yeah.
This is it.
This is the time.
We have endless questions for you. So shoot us a DM when you can. This guy, Max, says they're a terrific product, really a lifesaver. After some very embarrassing bloody streaks down my shirt during some long runs.
Oh, okay.
So he's a runner.
He's a runner.
He has got bloody streaks down his shirt.
But that's completely understandable why you would use them for that. Yeah,
that I've heard about. That's common in the running world for men and women.
But if you're just like going out to like a dinner and you've gotten so chafed that you've got bloody streaks on your shirt.
How is it common for women? Don't they wear sports bras when they're running?
Yeah, but I thought something about the run, if it doesn't fit right, it can rub them as well.
Because if women are wearing regular just like running tank tops that they wear with no bra, I'll be going to watch a marathon.
You're not kidding.
Every weekend, I go to a 5K. You talk about a fun run. That'd be a fun run.
The most fun.
Mm-hmm.
The funnest.
A fun bag run.
Yeah. Like one of those birders with binoculars.
But that's got to be, I mean, I've never had bleeding nipples, but I got to think that's going to be painful.
Yeah, they say it can happen to men and women, women wearing sports bras. And they did point out that women have to also put lubricant on the straps of your sports bra. Mm-hmm. Okay, here's somebody here that says, I love my man's nipple.
Oh?
I tried to trail that off so it didn't, that sentence didn't come back to haunt me. Yeah.
I love my man's nipple.
Mm-hmm. And, I wonder if there are women who like them, like the bigger, the better. You know what I mean? Like if you never see a big man areola, right? You never see a man with bologna nipples.
No.
Or I've never seen that, really.
No.
I hear somebody furiously Googling.
You?
No. Not this time.
Biggest nipples on the internet.
Rob's like, no, man.
I was replying to the person that asked the question, like, what is it exactly that you love about them? I mean, you say you love them. Details.
Prove it.
And this lady says, man nipples, gross. Pierced man nipples, grosser.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
What if you did it at home by yourself with a needle and some ice?
I told you guys my brother did that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I just think women are, I mean, that's just something that I think is an untapped resource is how attracted women are to a man's nipples.
An untapped resource it is.
Yeah, to know, hey, these women are all into this. Let me show my nipples. Women with nipple fish.
Ay, ay, ay.
What?
That's probably something you find out in the throes of passion. That's weird. Like you all of a sudden find that you're paying a lot of attention.
This lady responded. So what is it you love about them? She said, everything. I love when they are hard, the best. He has a manly, hairy chest, and it just turns me on.
That's yummy.
There you go. Works.
Yummy, yummy, yummy.
Gotta see them nipples.
Show them to me, baby.
Kiss It's funny that's meant to be shared. This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and T.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
Share Funny is a production of the Ace and TJ family. For more, download the Ace and TJ app in your app store. Now, more of the Share Funny podcast.
Ruh-roh.
Uh-oh. Sorry, ma'am.
So, we're sitting here making a big deal, laughing, having fun, talking about men wearing nipple covers and all this stuff. Because the lady said that when she went to spend the night with the guy she was dating for the first time, he's wearing nipple covers. And Ace followed up with some other questions and come to find out she married him. They're married now. And so,
well, they're engaged.
They're engaged. Okay.
She said, we said, what happened when you saw them? She said, ha, ha, ha. I called him out on them. He embarrassingly ripped them off. Still hooked up. We are now engaged.
Okay, but I'm wondering why he was wearing them.
Yeah. Answer that.
Why was he wearing them?
Because, God, I mean, again, being self-conscious is not easy. You're worried about maybe like sweating through your shirt or something. But then to add one more thing, you're self-conscious about your nipples. So you have to put on covers every time, every morning. It's like, oh, it's not easy, is it? You know, just life. It's... It's challenging. There are challenges in life. Life is suffering is part
always,
of life.
Always challenges, huh?
I mean, can you imagine? Because, I mean, you've gotten to an extreme level when you're doing that every day when you have to put those on because you don't feel comfortable.
Yeah.
Oh.
You root for winter to come so you can don't have to worry about it.
Oh, God.
Well. And ask her, ask her if his nipples are really big.
Yeah.
Tell her just send some pictures of
them. Well, I just said, can you tell us why he was wearing them? Do I have to now respond with us because they're huge?
Yeah. Compare. Give us a comparison.
Maybe she'll give us an answer soon.
Like a banana for scale, like him.
Yeah, say, are they more? They more resemble bologna or salami or pepperoni?
Which lunch meat is it?
Are they close? Which one of the cured meats? Look at you. Damn, pepperoni nipples.
Pep nips.
I'm trying to look and see.
It's just so funny because nobody ever talks about men nipples. They never get the time of day. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
It's just like, whatever. They're there.
They're an afterthought.
Yeah, right.
But then now, if you're so self-conscious, you got to cover them up. It's like, God, who even has to think about their nipples ever? What guy?
Yeah.
That sucks.
My wife has those little gel things that you put on, like if she's wearing a dress where she has to be, you know, backless or whatever. She can't wear a brassiere, my dear.
Yeah.
And she puts those things on. And I've actually put those on before and paraded around.
Oh, that's good.
To be funny.
Buffalo Bill.
It looks weird, yeah.
She a big... Big old fat person putting on my covers. Wow.
But I don't know how that, I don't think those things would stay on me because they're not really sticky. They're just, it's kind of like a static kind of thing. They have a little stickiness in them, but it's not like a Band-Aid or tape or anything. But I mean, I know they wouldn't probably stick if you had hair on your chest. Because it'd have to be. You know, that material to the skin with no barrier to it. You know,
we don't follow her. We can't see her pictures.
Oh, you're trying to look for pictures of her man's milk?
Just trying to see if there were pictures of them together.
This is worth a follow.
Do you have any beach pictures of your husband? You got any pictures of him at the pool?
I'm just trying to, you know.
Or maybe.
Learn as much as we can.
He's a journalist.
Yeah, she's read the message. She read the message. Can you tell us why he was wearing them? So maybe she'll reply here momentarily.
But, or she's getting to the point where she thinks it's getting creepy because we're asking too many questions. Like we're into it.
That is a possibility.
Or you're into it because you're the one asking.
She doesn't know that.
I'm going to tell her.
This is Ace.
Sorry, he's so into this. Yeah. Super sorry about that.
We usually monitor him better than this.
Sorry to freak you out. He's just way into it.
Never seen him get this excited about anything until you told us about your husband's nipple covers. Uncover them, son of a bitches. Uncover them. Let your nipples be free, brother.
Yeah.
Why are you hiding them?
The real unmasking is happening here.
I got to see them.
I don't understand what the thought process would be of a man who says, you know what? I want to run a metal bar through my nipple and wear that around everywhere.
Just being cool, man.
I know, but can you imagine how different? Much that hurts?
Okay, here she says. He was just insecure about having his nipple show through a t-shirt. He's finicky like that. Months later, I found the box of Mr. Nipple in his bathroom.
Oh.
In his bathroom drawer, ha. They're long gone now. He's never worn them again.
You find a box called Mr. Nipple in your boyfriend's drawer, there's going to be a follow-up conversation, I would imagine. Like that, you don't just let that slip from your mind.
Then we just got a message from a lady that I don't know if she would want to say her name, but she listens all the time. She said, me and my friend had a conversation about nipples the other day and why some people have darker nipples than others. Wondering if it correlates to their skin tone or hair tone or hair color. Like, do your nipples go more with your hair color or your skin color? Well, I don't know. I mean, how many people have naturally pink hair?
Yeah, I don't
know. And who has pink skin, you know, for people who have pink nipples?
Let's Google it.
I don't know. Never thought about that.
Mm-hmm.
But your hair color and your skin tone are often correlated.
Yeah.
You know, very fair-skinned people tend to have lighter hair.
What color are your nipples, Riggins? Are they closer to pink or brown? Because you're a dark-haired person.
Yeah. Honestly, I don't know if I could tell you. Probably pink.
I think mine are a little darker. Yeah, I have like a brown nipple.
TJ has his shirt up right now. We're looking at his nipple.
Do you see how little it is?
Yeah.
It's a little button nipple.
Yeah, it's based on the person and their unique skin tone.
The skin tone.
Yes, it goes with skin tone.
Ooh. The aces are very pink.
So we answered that question.
Yeah. Like traffic cone.
I have a lighter skin tone.
I can't wait to file the lawsuit. Like, Your Honor, he made me look at his nipples. What's that worth? Something? Anything? I'm just asking.
I was forced to look, sir.
Yeah, it was part of my duty that day, I was told.
It's a Monday. Like, who else is at work on Monday? Look at my nipple.
His boss. Somebody's boss said, look at my nipple. What color are my nipples?
What color are your nipples?
Yeah, you don't see that.
Color of yours, right?
That's probably more the more offensive part.
Yeah, you don't see
tell
that.
Me the color of your nipples.
That doesn't happen in the sales meeting very often.
I don't see that happening.
Show me. Let me see. Look here. These. Look at my nipples. They'll go there.
Show my hands. Who's got pink ones? Yeah.
Wow, that's so wild,
isn't it?
I feel so bad for that guy
because of adding an insecurity.
Yes,
to the list
that would have never even occurred to us. Because, like, guys who like thinks about their nipples.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you don't, Riggins?
Never, never. Alexis said she hooked up with a guy that was really into touching his own nipples. She said really? It was very weird.
Yeah. Touching his own, you say.
Or asking her to do it. Yeah. There was something about the nipples. I guess he got sexual satisfaction from it, but.
Like touching his own. I've never heard of that.
Which would be so alarming if you're the girl and all of a sudden he's like starting tuning in Tokyo. Like, what is going on? Tuning in Tokyo. Isn't that weird? She said it was very off-putting. I believe it. Yeah, I understand that. It's got to be the weirdest thing I've ever heard.
It would be distracting if nothing else.
Yeah, extremely.
Like, what? What are you doing?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I've never heard of that either. It's just with the man nipples, though. I mean, and it's not fair. It's a double standard. All the attention gets put on the woman's nipples.
Right.
No attention on the man nipples.
Do you want that, though? I don't.
Yeah. No.
Thank God. Because I'm into enough weird shit anyway. Like, I don't need one more thing to have to think about to, like, get sexual satisfaction.
One more thing to make you feel guilty. Like, oh, now I got to ask for forgiveness for this, too.
What if you had multiple nipples, Riggins, like those, you know, people that we hear about, like Mark Wahlberg.
Harry Styles.
And, yeah, and Matthew Perry.
Oh, Matthew Perry has some, too.
Well, I know Chandler had an extra nipple. He called it his nubbin on the show.
It's gross.
But some people have multiple. Several. Like, how many does Harry Styles have? He just has one extra.
I don't know.
Some celebrity guy has a lot. Like, they thought they were moles, but they're actually nipples.
There's a lady here that says, not nipples, but my ex-boyfriend had huge areolas and would not even take his shirt off at the beach or during sex.
Oh, yeah. God. That's what I was wondering. Like, you never see that.
It's crippling.
That poor guy.
Did you save any pictures of him? If so, forward them on.
Yeah, we want to see that shit.
We want to see a big ass nipple. Here we go, areola. Manola.
Share funny from the Ace and TJ family. More next.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenyx.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Hey, it's funny you'll share. The Ace and TJ family presents the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ Show.
Alexis isn't here today because she claimed to have a flat tire on her car this morning. She sent Ace and me a picture of the lug wrench actually attached to the lug nut where she's trying to get it off and change it herself. In other words, she staged a pretty good photo.
Right.
To make it look like she was trying to change a tar. She said she never even tried to do it, but she thought she could do it.
Did she jack it up?
It didn't look like it was jacked up. It looked like her attempt was jacked up. Yeah. And she couldn't get it. I don't know if she got it loose at all. She just said she couldn't get the lug nuts off, which would be a good thing, because if she did change it, then she probably wouldn't get the lug nuts on there. Like they should be, you're tight enough. Oh, well. Hey, Rob.
Yeah?
Some lady says Share Funny from Friday is saying that it's unavailable on Apple Podcasts.
I'm looking into that right now.
Did they cut us off over there? Did we not pay our Apple bill?
No, I'm checking.
Is that the way that works?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I bet it was that damn John Hamm or whatever his name is. That started working for Apple doing those commercials. He's heard us talk about him on Share Funny enough. He just said, none of that.
Stop talking about my hog.
Yeah.
I don't appreciate it.
Only thing I ever say about him is that he's handsome. He's got those, like, sturdy, old school Hollywood handsome looks.
He is a good looking guy.
Mm-hmm.
He also seems good like looking, he'd be a great guy to hang out with.
Not good looking in the, you know, the way people like, you know, contestants on The Bachelorette or like, what's his name? Zac Efron. Not that type of good looking, but just rugged, handsome.
Yeah.
Handsome. Deliciously handsome.
But also the kind of guy that you would really enjoy. Oh, we're going to his house for the game? That'll be cool.
Yeah.
Like, just seems like that guy.
Yeah. As long as he's not wearing something that shows the complete outline of his gigantic member. I don't want to look at that all through the game.
I don't need to be intimidated by that. Made to feel terrible about myself.
Not even that. I just don't want to just...
Trying to watch the game. Do you mind putting on some...
Go put on at least two more layers of underwear.
Yeah.
He's got like... I want to see the outline of that.
I'm going to need you to wear some hammer pants when I'm around so I have to see that thing.
Got like jalapeno poppers on a tray. Here, take one. You're like, mini burritos next. Hot dogs in a blanket. You're like, okay, all right. Is it all... It looks like penis. Everything.
So, by the way, those podcasts are working.
What? Oh, they are?
I'm messaging her back.
Okay.
I just listened to it both places we posted on Apple Podcasts.
So what are you going to do, Rob? Just tell her she's stupid?
I'm going to tell her to
idiot.
To close the app and reopen
it. Don't insult her. She looks very friendly in her profile picture.
I'm just kidding.
She's smiling. She's got a little dog in her picture. Smiley dog.
Oh, my gosh. That's adorable.
Mm-hmm. We almost had us a dog Saturday.
Really?
Saturday I heard about afternoon. That.
This dog was walking around the neighborhood looking lost. And went in front of our house, and I called him over, and he came. So it's really sweet. He's wearing one of those fancy collars. And then he had a little name tag on it. His name was Tucker.
Good name.
Mm-hmm.
It is a good name.
Yeah. It's a chocolate lab.
Mm.
And so I took him up to the house and called the number on the thing, and nobody answered. Texted it, nobody answered. So it had the address on it, so... We put him in the truck, the back seat of the truck. And, of course, I played with him for a little while before we did that, while we were waiting on him to call us back. And super, super sweet. And so when we drove up to the people's house, it was a guy and his little boy out in the driveway playing with a remote control car. And we start pulling down the road. And, you know, there aren't many houses out there because we're kind of countrified. And he sees us coming slowly down the highway, and then we turn off into his driveway, and he's looking at like, who are these people? So I put my window down, and when we pulled up there, I said, we've got Tucker. And he goes, you've got Tucker? I had no idea the dog was gone. I said, yeah. And so I said, he was around our house, and he looked lost. And so I opened the back door, and he jumped out and ran off with the little boy. And he goes, well, I didn't even know somebody must have left the gate open. I had no idea that, you know, whatever. So I know he felt weird, like, who are these people coming up in here? And I said, I've got Tucker, like, we've kidnapped the damn dog.
I've got your dog.
If you ever want to see him again, you'll give me $10,000.
We brought him back, and we're gonna need to see a duffel full of cash.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
Because then I'm thinking, when they're not answering, I'm thinking, okay, now I got somewhere to go, and I'm about to be stuck with this dog, because we can't just take him and drop him off on the doorstep.
Yeah.
But we've already reached out to say, we've got the dog. We got to do something.
How far was this house from your house? A mile?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Not even. But that's his picture, and he's smiling in the picture.
Yeah, that's cute.
Yeah.
You could absolutely drop that dog off on their doorstep. Be like, hey, I don't know what happened. We left him there.
So we went to the house thinking, okay, if they're not home, then maybe there is a yard with a gate. We'll put him in the fenced area of the yard. But he must not have, he didn't have his phone outside with him, I guess is what it was. But I mean, he was very appreciative and all that. But it, can you imagine, Riggins, if you're just standing in your parents' driveway and you're talking to them, hanging out with them, and all of a sudden a car pulls up and says, "We've got Riley."
Yeah.
And you don't even know that he's gone.
Yeah. I'd go nuts.
Mm-hmm.
What happened?
We should have kept him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Made him yours. Finest keepers, man.
Clearly didn't appreciate him.
Mm-hmm. Some justice.
Kid should have done a better job.
Sometimes.
Kid. No, the kid was a little bitty, like a four or five year old.
Probably the one at fault.
It was the, I blame the mom.
Oh, okay.
You know, that's what I figured. The dad's out there taking care of the kids and all in the driveway. It was probably the mom. Just put him out in the backyard and didn't even check the gate. You know, so she could get back to watching, you know, whatever TLC show was going on.
Sister Wives.
Yeah.
Bullshit.
90 Day Fiancé, The Single Life. Yeah.
I told my wife the other day, I said, all you watch on TV, it's always about either little people or multiple marriages. Plural marriage.
Yeah, it's true.
Just say it is not. Shut up.
It's little people or huge people.
There's no in between. She watches that 1,000-pound sister. She's all on that.
It's a great show.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. Little people are huge.
That's what they're
little
into.
Little people are huge people.
Hey, miss any part of Share Funny? Subscribe to the podcast on all major podcast platforms. More Share Funny.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenyx.
Share Funny has its own Facebook group. To join, search Share Funny and get more. Now more Share Funny from the Ace and TJ family.
So, Riggins, when we were talking earlier about misconceptions that people have about someone.
Yeah.
Like people assume whatever it is. Like nurses would say, people assume that they can, you know, diagnose their medical problems and things like that. And what did it, what was the story that started that? People assume that that hot Instagram model or whatever loves model guys when she actually just likes regular old construction worker type guys. So what do people assume about you? That's not true.
Did I hate people?
Yeah.
If you've ever seen me at like an event or a gathering or a party, I'm the life of the party.
Mm-hmm.
I talk to everybody.
Yeah.
I'm fun to talk to.
Right. But it's the, it's not the people, but it's the, what you hate is the part leading up to you having to go do that.
Yeah.
That's the part you hate. Once you're there, you like the people. Okay.
Yeah.
But it's the actual act of having to go do it.
Exactly. You ever heard that phrase, the man who fears suffering is already suffering?
Mm-hmm.
That's, I mean, me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we've got something coming up in two weeks. I'm just like, I don't even know what it is, but I'm just dreading it. And it's like, you're already suffering. You don't even have to do anything yet. I'm like, that's not good.
Yeah, a lot of people are like that. You have to tell them, well, look, don't worry about it yet. There's nothing you can do about it yet. Yeah. I'm kind of that way, but not to the extent that you are.
Yeah.
Like, I only start suffering, so to speak, a few days out.
It's less time, but still.
Right.
I saw a tweet over the weekend. It made perfect sense. It says, the crushing weight of two manageable tasks. And I thought, that has never rung so truly. But I think it's a millennial thing. I don't know.
Yeah. Hey, so what do people assume about you?
I really don't know.
Well, I mean, that's not true.
That's not true. let's see. I think they assume that musically I only like one genre of music.
Yeah.
That I'm kind of stuck in an old genre or older genre of music.
Racist?
Said the ones that aren't true.
Right? Oh, sorry.
The ones that aren't true. Yeah. Yeah. That's probably the first thing. That I'm dumb.
I don't think people think that.
Oh, I think they do. Mm-mm. What, Riggins?
Nothing. What do people assume?
I don't think anybody assumes that about you.
I lack a style and sophistication.
Yeah. Well, you think people assume that, though?
Oh, yeah.
Or just you're just talking about us.
Or they know.
Because we pick at you.
Yeah, I think people assume that.
The man's wearing cashmere today, for God's sakes.
Yeah.
I mean, he is the...
Cashmere.
Yep.
Cashmere.
Is it real cashmere?
I don't know. They said it was a Banana Republic. I don't know.
Oh, no, it probably is.
I don't know.
They said it was down at the shopping site at the dress barn.
It's like $8 a month for 6 months. And I got it paid off.
You financed it? Mm-hmm.
What about you, Rob?
I've been thinking. I can't think of anything. I'm always terrible at these things, like trying to think of things on the spot.
So people would assume that... and it would be a misconception that you know how to have a conversation.
I'm really not good at conversations. Really? You're right.
I ain't good at conversating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You picked the perfect field.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't think there are any misconceptions about me.
What do people assume about you, TJ?
I don't know. Maybe they would assume that I'm a jerk because I'm, smart alecky, about things and all. But I'm not. I'm actually very sweet. I just joke around a lot. That seems a little bit like my sense of humor is a little biting or cutting. Would it be biting or cutting? What's worse? Cutting, I think.
I think cutting would be worse.
Yeah. So mine would be just like a little like nibbling.
Mm. I talk to the people who have been bitten. They'll let you know if it's cutting or biting.
It's just playful nibbling.
Yeah, sure.
Playful nibbling, that's all.
Melanie just asked, do people assume you're rich because you have a young wife, Ace? LOL. Yeah, well, people on TikTok do.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you look at any comments on the TikToks, there are always guys that assume that or that say that guy must be loaded or something like that.
Loaded.
Yeah, I think there was one yesterday. They're like, yeah, he must be rich or something.
Oh, I think it's a misconception about me that I crave a lot of attention.
Yeah.
When I don't. I like to entertain people and I like being funny and all, but I don't go, it's not like I just want attention. For example, when I was on the Facebook, before my birthday came around, I would take down my birthday so it wouldn't alert everybody that it was my birthday. And I'm just as content to sit at home alone in a room with a TV while everybody else is living out there, like Riggins is. Mm-hmm. Then I end up having to get dragged out into the public, though. Ugh. Because, my fans are going to love me to death like they did Elvis.
Just like Elvis.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the demand is so strong. Like, I can't even use the, get people to accept that my poor mother has COVID and I need to stay quarantined and not go to this meeting that we have Wednesday because I've been in direct contact with someone who's COVID positive when I talked to her on the phone yesterday. See, people won't even allow that. They just got to have me. Gotta have me.
Yeah, you can be transmitted through the phone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she sounded pretty bad though. Like, but it sounded like she had the flu.
Yeah.
And then I told her, I said, "Look, Mama, you've been vaccinated, and if you pull through this, then you're going to be bulletproof after that.
Yeah.
You got the vaccine, and now you're going to have natural antibodies, which are 6 times stronger than the vaccine." And so you'll be golden. You just got to hang on for a few days. Just, you know,
fight it.
I don't know whether she heard me or not over the hum of the respirator.
Did she have a booster?
No, I'm just kidding.
Has she had a booster shot? Do you know?
No, she hadn't had a booster. Because she said every time she got ready to go get the booster, she had a sinus infection or a cold or something like that, and they won't give you that when you're sick. Yeah. Those boosters. She got double vaxxed. That ought to be enough.
Yeah.
She's a tough old bird.
Certainly. Yeah. Should be all right.
All that.
Does she put the guilt trip on you at all?
About what?
About just having COVID.
Oh, saying, no.
I'm so bad. I don't feel good.
No. No, ma'am, because then I'd tell her, why are you trying to make me feel guilty? It's not my fault.
Yeah, how in the world would,
A lot of people do that, though.
Yeah.
They just want you to know that they're struggling a lot.
You stay out of the damn, Walmart. That's probably where she got it. That's the only place she goes, Walmart, maybe church. Your dirty church people.
Yeah.
Dirty church people.
Yeah, this is my wife's question. Where in the world did she get it?
Yeah, well,
I was like, I don't know. Well, and then she also has to go to the doctor for other things. She could have gotten it at a doctor's office.
Sure.
She was going for something else. We go, but they wear masks. That doesn't matter. Masks, ass. Who cares?
That would be the sign out in front of TJ's business. It would say masks, ass. Don't bother.
I'm trying to wear a mask up in here. Did you see that video of that woman dragging the other woman out of the store by her leg? Like she was down on the ground, a woman's dragging her by her leg because she won't wear a mask.
No.
Throwing her out the front door.
Was that in a grocery store or something?
It was in not a department store, but kind of like a Walmart looking store. I think people are crazy. When the woman doing the dragon was a big, burly-looking woman. So the other
she's
one...
she's physically just dragging her out of the store through the door. Well, now I got to see that. Let me go to YouTube.
Yeah, I think they were Yankees. Not sure. I'm sure they made my mom wear a mask when she goes to the doctor and stuff like that. So, I don't know. I was just glad that she had been vaccinated. Vaxxed, like Riggins.
Double vaxxed.
You're not getting the booster?
I don't think so. I mean, I've already had COVID before
you got
I got
COVID
the vaccine.
And you got double vaxxed, so yeah, you don't need a booster.
I'm done with the shots, man. Maybe sick. And then I read something this week, and they were like, they find that the side effects from the vaccine are all in your head.
I know, yeah.
I was like, yeah, are you kidding me?
Yeah, Riggins, you just, it was all in your mind. You weren't sick both times you got the vaccination shot.
How insulting.
Yeah. Yeah, the first one you got, you went home, you were sick the rest of the weekend, and then the next one you got, you were sick for one of the days of the weekend. That was just, it's the mental thing.
Even the arm pain.
The mental thing.
Yeah, it was amazing in your head. So, and I'm crazy too, great.
Yeah.
It's a good strategy. You're crazy.
It's the hypochondriac.
Yeah.
That's all you are. You made yourself sick by thinking about being
there was
sick.
Nothing wrong with you at all.
Yeah, I never get sick. Like, I've literally never taken a sick day. And they're like, it's in your head. Even the arm pain. I'm like, what? Are you kidding me?
The Share Funny Podcast is a production of the Ace and TJ family. To get more Ace and TJ 24/7, download the Ace and TJ app. Just search for Ace and TJ in your app store. All Share Funny material, copyright ATJ Incorporated 2020.
Ace and TJ are well known for their charities. First, it was the Grin Kids, where they took terminally ill children and their families for a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Disney World. Now, it's Peyton's Promise, giving assistance fast to people who are in dire need, including the most recent first quarter of the rest of your life giveaway, where they gave away $10,000 to someone who needed it. None of which would be possible without great sponsors like the Temple Team at Keller Williams, the Johnson Group, Bradham Brothers, CompuCom, and Table and Twine. To find out more about Peyton's Promise, just go to peytonspromise.org.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
All guests of the Ace and TJ Show stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms, incredible dining options. Book your room by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
It's your chance to win with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Win incredible prizes like concert tickets, gift cards, merch, and so much more. Start earning points with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. All on the Ace and TJ Family app, available in your app store or at acetj.com/app.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics. The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenics, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic, with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/neogenics. Neogenix.
The Lake Norman area is filled with great local businesses, but many of them never get the recognition they deserve. Well, now's your chance to show these businesses how special they are by nominating them in the Currents Magazine's new Lake Norman's Best Contest. You just go to their website at lncurrents.com and nominate your favorite Lake Norman businesses in a variety of categories. Best pizza, best burger, best hair salon, etc. Best hair salon, stuff like that. Over 30 different categories. Winners will be announced at a huge ceremony at the Kane Center in June, which will be hosted by the one and only me, TJ, from the Ace and TJ Show. So make sure you check out the latest Lake Norman Currents for more details. lncurrents.com.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you, and if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.